Priscilla stopped halfway and dipped the stems in a cool brook. Then she trudged on again through the heat. To her dismay, she found the shop closed. As she turned toward the blacksmith's house, she saw a huge dog lying by the doorstep. The dog got up, sniffed, and came toward the gate. "Oh, dog," Priscilla said, clutching the flowers. "If you make me run, I'll drop Miss Phoebe's lilacs. Please don't, dog." The dog wagged his tail. Just then, a little boy on crutches came hobbling around the house, and Priscilla told him her story. "My father's away," the boy said, "and I'm poor at walking, but here's my dog." Priscilla was puzzled. "Your dog?" she asked. "He can help," the boy answered. "As sure as my name's Robin, you just wait." Presently, Don, the big dog, was harnessed to a little wagon. His master went into the house for a minute. "I have been driving as far as Ridgefield," he told Priscilla, when he came out. "It's only a mile. Mother says you are to come into the house and rest." Priscilla handed him the lilacs. "For the grave of Roderick Tabb," she said, and away went the little cart. Later in the afternoon, she waked from a long nap, and there stood Robin. He told her about his trip and handed her a note for Miss Phoebe Tabb that the man in charge of the parade had given him, he said. Priscilla went home happy under her umbrella.